Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Monday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida. I almost said Los Angeles. The Redneck Riviera, US of A, a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network.
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
I didn't mean to do that. Streaming, yes. Rick, he is. Streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, with whomever, if you're alone with your dog, with your cat, with your fish, your
slippery
snake.
Slope.
Your snake.
Oh, yes.
Whatever reptile you may have.
Your trouser moccasin.
Or if you don't have one.
Oh, yes.
Or if you have, anyway. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What's up, America? How are you?
Hi, America.
Hi.
I've got some minor tech issues that we'll be resolving in a couple of minutes.
Do you think Jared Kushner is a big, fat fucking liar? Yes or no?
Yes, but let me because the computer just fired up.
Oh, so are we not talking to anybody?
No, we're talking, and it's going out. I just can't do anything else right now because the antivirus. That we all have to have to keep the Russians out of our fucking PCs.
Stay out of my starfish, dickhead.
Doing a little fire up. It's not scanning, but it takes a while to load.
So wait, is this being recorded even?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's all good. Okay. I just can't. I can't even hit a drop or a sound effect. It's just.
Should I wait to bring up that Jared Kushner question?
The resources are.
Let's talk about the other.
But
Jared,
there might be some weird. Because I hit a couple of buttons, and so it might have gone out. People might have heard it, heard some odd stuff. So I just wanted to explain that.
Oh, right.
Before we went into the news. Anyway.
Who's worse for the country, Subway Jared or Jared Kushner? Go.
We've settled this before, I think.
We have
not. For the country?
We don't know yet.
Well, that's not fair.
What do you mean?
That's not a fair qualifier, because worse for the country is probably Jared Kushner, as awful as it is to... in any way diminish a kid diddler who's ruined countless lives.
Hey, listen, I just, you know, a lot of people have been asking that question. So.
But, I mean, if you look at it objectively,
yes,
from a math standpoint.
Do your math.
You know.
If you carry the one, Jared Kushner is worse than a diddler.
The tweet us during the show if you like at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. You can also sling us a message over to our Facebook page.
Whoa.
Facebook.com.
Turn into a redneck.
/ Crab Diving.
Come here. Listen to my podcast, motherfucker.
Here in Pensacola, Florida, the home of the Bayview Cross.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I also saw a.
Is that still up?
I read a large article earlier from the Panama City Journal or something like that, or
Examiner.
Is it the Examiner?
I really don't fucking know. It's the Gazette. God, I hope it's the Gazette. I love Gazette. Panama City Gazette.
The Times Picayune is kind of my.
Oh, you. The Times Picayune.
In New Orleans.
Fuck you.
Picayune. But there's a significant article about, you know, that global warming thing and how
bullshit,
the waters around Floridia are rising faster than they had predicted, and that by, I think it was 2070 or something like that, that it might be, there might be, well, we won't be here.
Fake news.
In several respects, but oh, yeah.
We'll be in heaven.
The water, under 3 feet of water, like most coastal regions.
Right now, we would be under 3 feet of water.
And the...
I can swim.
The smart-ass comment, I think I was on FARC or something like that, was... said Florida will be the number one tourist destination for scuba because you'll be able to examine all the underwater ruins.
Yeah, but it's but at some point, oh, that's true.
Disneyland.
Oh my God, Disneyland will be better.
How far inland is Disneyland?
Oh God, if Disneyland goes underwater, we're all fucking fucked.
Disneyland will be
Disneyland's in the middle of fucking Florida, dude.
Is it in the middle?
Yeah, but it's very swampy.
I don't know where Disneyland is.
I mean, it's
in Orlando. So, yeah, it is.
It's conceivable when Florida starts to submerge even more so that, I mean, the end of it could be separated. You know, there could be a water separation in the middle depending on the tides, things like that.
Maybe by that time, Orlando will be coastal.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Shit tons of, I mean, what would that do?
Well, it ain't,
what would that do to the wildlife there? I mean, would that cause there to be more shit that could eat you or less shit? I think more. There would be more mosquitoes.
I mean, Orlando looks like it's like 50 miles inland. So
oh, you're
it's
fucked.
Probably okay.
You're fucked. Yeah, I mean, if it goes underwater, we're all fucked.
Well, we'll be.
We'll be dead.
Yeah, unless some miracle.
What do you mean?
Some miraculous medical advances in the next 30 or 40 years.
We've got a new strain of horny goat weed that'll extend your life and your penis.
I was going to say, and at least you'll die hard.
Right.
Don't forget, you can tweet us during the show at crabdiving, CRABDIVING, on Facebook. And if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, we don't bombard your ear holes with any advertisements. But if you want to help us out, you can toss us a message. No, buy shit through our Amazon portal. Can you tell I'm doing four different things at the same goddamn time? Toss a message. Go to our Amazon portal and buy shit on the internet at crabdiving.com/Amazon, where all the cool, fun people.
Oh, yes.
Surf to.
Surf.
And subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher.
Yes.
Don't forget to give us thumbs up and stars. Good reviews and shit, because that really does help us here.
Word of mouth. Please tell your friends about this fucking podcast.
Please use your mouth.
You little son of a bitch. Socialist cocksucker.
Okay, I think everything's working now.
Right.
That was my Paul LePage test.
Ooh, wee wee.
LePage.
Yeah, right. Is he French?
Oui. I'm sure somewhere way back his French ancestry is so proud. Yeah.
God.
I guess we can see what's going on in the headlines. I'm sure it might be Kushner related, but, there's all kinds of shit going on. We got some stuff that, we didn't get to on the Friday, possibly another extended When Animals Get Pissed section.
Oh, very nice.
And,
I love that.
Let's see what's in the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
Deep!
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, July 24th, 2017.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Over at the commie pinko liberal,
it's fake
Huffington Post.
You said July.
Oh God, fuck you, HuffPo, for making me look at a picture of Mitch the Bitch McConnell.
Mitch the Bitch
on a Monday.
Oh God,
start off my week with whatever that is.
It's just his face is so oddly put together. It looks like. You know what? I look at him and I'm like, God, he looks like a mismatched Mr. Potato Face.
Well, it's also like oddly smooth.
Yeah, that is true. He's like an effeminate looking goldfish.
It really is faced by Dolly.
Yeah, yeah.
D-A-L-I, not Dolly Parton.
It's a Dolly Parton face. So apologies to Dolly Parton and
Miss Parton.
Mean it.
Senate GOP gets ready to vote blindfolded. It
Eat
says.
My dick.
Vote blindfolded.
Yes.
Leads to a story that's taking just a little sea hair to load.
Oh, damn, the internet sucks.
Well, my computer is still working. Oh, yeah. Senate Republicans don't know what health care bill they're about to vote for, and that's nuts. Yeah.
You know what?
I got pissed the other day watching MSNBC, it was, and another case of someone allowing a conservative fuck cunt to just say something that was just a lie and just keep going.
They don't give a fuck.
Keep going.
They are breaking their dick to give two sides of a story that aren't that they're not equal. They're not equal sides. Right. One side is based in bullshit and the other's not.
So this pundit, they were talking about this healthcare bill. And she's not even like, I don't even think she's a right-wing nut job. I think she may just be she's a right-wingy journalist.
Yes.
But not like Breitbart, like, you know, Washington Times or something.
Well, they're
like
full of garbage.
Not crazy.
Right.
They're
racist.
But just a regular old conservative.
Sure. Which is racist.
And she's anti-Trump, I think.
Oh, okay.
But, she did say, well, about this healthcare thing. Well, you know, this is just like she goes, I think they should, they should wait and they should put it together and work with Democrats and things like that. She goes, because after what the Democrats did with Obamacare, and she goes, this is the same thing as when, do you remember when Nancy Pelosi said, well, we can't vote. We can't know what's in it until we vote for it. This is the same thing. And I was like, that's a fucking lie.
Because
that is a lie I mean, she said that, but the context was totally taken out of context. She's 100% right. They had to wait for it to come out of committee. They had to wait for it to come out of the committee to see what they were going to get. They meant they had to see what passed the committee process before it would come to the House floor to then get voted on. They don't just boo-boos. The way it works is not, they don't just, somebody writes a bill and they all get to, all 435 of them get together and vote on it the instant it's entered in. It was committee processes and shit.
And wasn't writing the Obamacare, wasn't it very transparent? Didn't they have hearings? Didn't they meet with people? Didn't we?
Well, exactly. And they took Republican amendments and accepted them, and you put some of them in, and
Mitch McConnell was in the closet writing this and nobody could see it.
They had floor debates, they had the whole nine yards. Yet the Republican line is still, oh god, he rammed that black cock right into our throats.
Ooh,
right into your white girl, right into your white virginal daughters.
Do it again.
And that's just not the case.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
And by the way, had that happened and had the Democrats run roughshod the way that the Republicans are trying to do right now, it would have been, we'd have single payer.
Absolutely.
We wouldn't be having this debate because we'd have single payer because that's what they wanted. There was a single payer option and the Republicans torpedoed it and the Democrats accepted their torpedo.
That sucks. God damn it. I am so fucking tired of the progressives being such little bitches to these conservatives. And it's just like that person on MSNBC won't call them out and call them liars, because if you call a GOP motherfucker a liar on one of these shows, they scream, you know, liberal bias and all this other bullshit. And it's just not the case.
But they'll walk up and they'll be on there and call the show they're on fake news.
Yeah, and you know what?
Like the fake news that comes out of this network.
Right, and I know the thing with the Achilles heel of a liberal is to tell them they aren't being fair and they're biased. And when someone does that and it's bullshit, your brain still thinks, "Oh my god, am I being fair?" because you're like a fair person and you start it. But then you're just being bullied by some conservacunt.
I'm here.
Your guns. You know what I mean? Stick to your guns and don't let these people railroad you into fucking treating some idiot like he's a legitimate source on something. Fuck this.
The So tomorrow, apparently, they're going to vote on something.
Nobody knows what the fuck it is.
But it's highly unlikely it's going to fly because I don't think John McCain's coming back right now. He's a little busy getting some brain cancer treatment vibes to John McCain.
Oh, yes. So they don't have enough votes for this fucking shit.
Warmongering fuckwad for many years.
Absolutely.
But nonetheless, I don't wish cancer upon anyone or whatever.
Of course not.
And God, compared to the current.
I'm not a GOP person.
Compared to the current crop of Republicans, John McCain is a warm, fuzzy, cuddly bear. He's a mincing liberal.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, for some reason, Mitch is going to bring up a vote. But they don't know what it is. I saw some Republicans on television earlier. They're like, I'm not exactly sure what's going to be brought up.
Right. So what are you going to do?
1/6 of the economy of the United States.
We can't say, you know, the government can't stand for that. The people shouldn't stand for that. They shouldn't tolerate it.
22 million in one estimate. And if it's just the repeal and don't replace, 30-something million people off of health care. And God damn it, Paul Ryan is still spinning that bullshit of, fewer people are going to have health insurance because they're not going to be forced to have it anymore. So they're going to choose not to have it. And that has been already shown to be bullshit because if people have affordable, good health care, they get it.
Yeah.
If they can't afford it or if it's not worth getting, they don't get it.
These fucking Republicans are assholes, and they expect to go out on these fucking news programs and to go out to their constituents and treat it not like evil reptiles that they are, lying, cheating, evil reptiles. And not only with this healthcare shit, they don't give a fuck about this Russia shit. They have no interest in impeaching the Shitler. But yet we're supposed to treat them like normal people, like they're normal fucking politicians, like they need a seat at the fucking table and to be treated like adults. Fuck them.
There it is. It's Donald Trump promised it was going to be something terrific.
Oh yes.
We're going to pass something terrific. Ooh. You're going to see it. It's going to be terrific.
Nah, fuck that.
Everybody's going to have health care.
God, he is mentally ill, and Keith Olbermann,
we got a long tweet segment coming.
And Keith Olbermann's right. People are too scared in the media to really explore the notion, the possibility that our president is legit mentally ill. Like there's something wrong with him.
Yeah.
People are afraid to do that. Why are we afraid of Trump? MSNBC, the way they report on him, they're afraid of him.
It's that old civility, which the other side has thrown out those rules. So
yeah.
Why are not we? That's why, you know, when I still see people bringing up, oh, how did you feel when Hurricane Harry Reid used the nuclear option?
Loved it.
Well, no, I said I didn't like it, but what choice did they? I mean, there was literally after you can look at the numbers after Mitch McConnell decided that the black guy in the office can't have anything, anything with his name on it approved,
right?
Anything. With his name on it approved. It was until now, the most do-nothing Congresses in history. And obstruction. So they weren't approving or they were slowing down or stopping the process of every judge. Every single judge.
Oh,
Mitch McConnell was like, Obama's not going to get one judge on any bench.
And you think about the ramifications of that. Like, you think about the liberals and their fucking civility.
Well, yeah, and the Republicans think that's okay. We got to stack the... We're getting to stack the courts right now with good conservatives. They're going to fuck the libtards.
Well, you know what sucks? Our civility is at the expense of black people and LGBT. It surely is.
Well, and it has limits, by the way.
Well, does it?
Unfortunately.
Does it? I mean, my God.
Well, the sad thing is that the liberals are going to go. My worry is it's going to go from zero to Second Amendment.
My God, my worry is it's not going to do anything. My worry is that we sit here complacent. I mean, because I honestly, I listen to some of these news programs that are supposed from the left side, and it's like,
well, but they're, again, it's mainstream corporate media.
Yeah, it's garbage. Yeah.
So I mean, those the Breitbarties and those people have a tiny point, but again, it's not, they're trying to advance their heinous Nazi agenda,
right?
By dragging down media that doesn't agree with them. We're saying we would really like the truth to come to get out there without having to put up some faux ridiculous opposite view.
It's bullshit.
You don't bring on a Nazi to counter a BLM.
No, you don't. You
activist.
You know where we were going in the right direction with handling these conservatives that are outwardly racist and outwardly hostile to gay people. You know where we were on the right track when Hillary Clinton called them a basket of deplorables.
Yeah.
But then everybody was a big pussy about it. Like, oh, maybe she shouldn't have said that.
Right. All the
snowflakes. Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, and it's funny the side that uses the pejorative snowflake the more. Who is really infinitely the bigger snowflake party.
Yes.
Look at the one in the White House.
Right.
Whose tiny little orange fingers
bitch.
Flew again over his iPhone this morning.
Oh, yes.
We'll get to this in a sec. But this is... So it says, no one knows what they'll be voting to debate tomorrow. Seriously. That's what this says at the HuffPost. Seriously.
They don't fucking know.
McConnell is asking GOP senators to approve a procedural motion on a House passed health care bill, which will then allow him to bring up something else.
Yes.
After which they'll be able to debate and vote. Essentially, what he was saying earlier he wanted to do, whether this is actually what he's going to do,
right,
was that he was going to just revive the almost most evil health care plan ever. The one that was handed up from the House.
Oh, my God.
Because the most evil health care bill, their own, from the Senate,
right,
is going nowhere.
Yes.
So he said he was going to revive that piece of dung from the House and then put an amendment on it that puts a big red X over it and allows them then to just purely repeal Obamacare. That's it. So nothing else. None of the other, everything else goes.
Right.
That was in that bill. It's just going to be a piece of paper with an X on it. And then they're going to approve the up and down word root branch repeal of Obamacare.
Right.
Which I don't believe is going to fly.
Yeah. I want to ask some of these supposed moderate Republicans that maybe exist. I want to say, hey, dickhead. If you weren't supporting policies based on total fucking fiction, what would you be doing right now? The one fiction, Obamacare's in a death spiral, and the other fiction is that you need that voter fraud commission, whatever that is.
The let's keep as many Democrats from voting commission as
Black
we can.
Black people from voting, yeah. If you weren't doing those two things based on bullshit, what would your agenda be? And they wouldn't have one because they're garbage.
Right. They were the even although Paul Ryan, in a rare moment of clarity, said regarding Obamacare, he goes, you know, it was pretty easy being the obstruction party.
Oh, yeah.
For a while.
You don't have to do anything but sit there and say, no, 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 no.
Right. And then when it's your turn to actually get it, you're like,
And what's crazy is it's more than their turn.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the. They get the White House, the Senate, and the fucking Congress, and they can't do jack fucking shit.
And this we can point back to Boehner, too, that coward.
Right.
Because if he would have stood up to the crazy caucus.
Yes.
And reached out to more conservative / moderate Democrats, of which there are.
Yeah.
Then shit could have gotten done. But no, he bent over to the screaming little babies in the corner, that Freedom Caucus, the Tea Party then.
Yes.
And allowed them to stop everything.
What is it with this GOP?
Because their view is no negotiation. That's
right.
Un-American.
It's so stupid.
By definition.
Because they feel like they're anointed by Jesus or something.
Our system was built for compromise. That's right. The whole point of the whole thing is to force compromise and consensus and debate and intellectual looking at the views and arguing back and forth and coming up together with the best possible solution.
Well, they do want to compromise.
But they say no compromise.
Here's where they want to compromise. When it's on people's rights, when it's on the rights of LGBT, they want to compromise. They want to say, hey, we don't want to serve gay people, or we don't want to have gay marriage. You know, they'll compromise on things that you can't compromise on. I mean, what is it about their party that they bent over for Trump? They're like, oh, you know, maybe they all didn't agree with Trump, which actually they did. Trump is every conservative. He's just loud. That's all. And what is it about them that made them bend over for the Tea Party? So I assume once Trump goes and maybe the Tea Party goes away, the GOP will have like another group of people they'll want to bend over and spread their starfish out for.
Whoever the rich people can buy. Whoever the Kochs and the Mercers et al. Yes. Think will advance their heinous agenda. There's a story. Did you put it up already? I know I saw it. I was thinking of putting it up, but I couldn't remember. It's about the... how that Alec and is working with the conservative states, and they want to get rid of the direct election of senators.
Oh my God.
Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, they want to take that away. They want the state legislature, the governor or governor, to pick.
What?
Straight out pick. So, in other words, there would be no cases where you might have a Republican governor and a Democratic senator. Ever, and vice versa.
I mean, so your legislators are supposed to write your laws, and now I'm going to have the executive branch picking my legislators for my state? That is
right. And what if they, and what about these states that are on the cusp, that are purplish or bluish, or you know, and suddenly you've got a case where it is Illinois,
right,
has two Democratic senators. Right now, the Republican governor would pick two Republican senators.
That would be insane.
How does that... Yeah, they want to take over. They want to cheat and take over.
But to what end? You know, it's interesting. I guess to get paid, to get money, to perpetuate their time in office, to let their power grow,
get
their
rid
influence.
Of welfare and, and, you know, by the transitive property of mathematics, therefore get rid of black people and brown people because they're all poor and they don't work. So if we kick them off welfare, they're all going to die or go away.
Fuck you!
Self-deport, right? Like,
So
like,
fucking stupid.
Like Mitt said, make it so miserable for the Mexicans here that they're going to self-deport. God bless America.
Jesus.
That's exactly what Jesus would want, right?
Black Jesus. Well, just Jesus, because he's black. He's from Africa. Okay, guys? Jesus isn't white.
There were enough Republicans a few days ago declaring they wouldn't vote on the motion to proceed.
Right.
But we'll see.
Okay.
It says the process is showing new signs of life because of pressure from Trump and conservative activists and donors.
Right.
It says another factor is the lack of conviction among these moderate senators.
Wait, moderate senators on the GOP side.
Right, the ones who are like, well, I don't know, this is awfully mean, this bill, we're going to...
Shit.
I agree with repeal and replace, but I don't agree with just repeal.
Explain.
And now they're like, well, maybe.
You know, explain to me a moderate senator on the GOP side, because I don't understand that. I don't understand that how... I mean, you're talking about a party based in racism, based in elitist, like class warfare... anti-poor shit. They don't want to raise the minimum wage. So how are you a moderate in that hellscape of shit?
Yeah, you're not welcome anymore.
Well, you don't.
Like, what about a pro-life Republican?
Yeah, or
pro-choice. I mean, a pro-choice Republican.
But how could you have a moderate Republican that supports any of what they stand for right now?
Like the Democrats have pro-life Democrats.
That
there ain't many of them. But
that's not a Democrat to me. But.
Well, I don't know that they necessarily... You're killing my point inclusive.
Go ahead. I mean, I'm sorry. That just burns my ass. I'm like, God, how are you a fucking pro-life Democrat?
Well, but they don't necessarily vote pro-life.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you mean. Like, they don't believe in abortion, but they don't want to say this woman over here can't
Tim Kaine.
Have dominion over their own vagina.
Tim Kaine.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He's anti-abortion, but he says, I can't... tell you not to have one.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And that's how a lot of the Democrats are. But that wouldn't be allowed. That's not allowed on the other side. You gotta you have to lockstep 100% with exactly every single issue.
Right.
The Republicans need to get rid of their assholes. Ours need to grab some balls, grow some balls.
Oh yeah,
and some
absolutely
ovaries.
Can't be bullied by these guys
because the pendulum has swung terrifyingly to the right.
Yeah,
on both sides. Our today's Democrats are Eisenhower Republicans.
Yeah,
that's how liberal the Democrats were. After the war and shit, I mean, capitalism, greed. Right. That's it. Capitalism and greed have destroyed it because more and more greed, more and more money.
Yes.
And slowly chip away, slowly take away those socialist policies, that evil taking away the money from the hardworking rich.
God damn it.
How dare you try to tax us more money?
Right. I don't even know. I don't even know what it is that you can't, that it's not a universal thing that everybody doesn't want a minimum wage, you know, because there's got to be more people in this country that work hourly than people that don't.
Right.
How does that even fucking happen?
And there are some businesses that, you know, if your business can't succeed except on slave wage labor, you shouldn't.
You shouldn't have a business in that size. you know what I mean?
And if that's the case, why not bring back slavery?
Right.
Because, hey,
fuck it.
They'll make money, right?
Right.
And there are conservatives out there who want to bring back a form of slavery. Like, if you go to jail, then they want to bring back slave labor for jail. Although we have that in states.
But what is this apprentice shit? That there's some apprentice bill or internship thing Trump was talking about.
I mean, I agree about vocational stuff. And I do also agree that for too long, it became ridiculous that the only path to success was a college degree.
Oh, yeah.
In this world.
Right. I totally agree with you, but that's because of the Walmartization, right? Like all these small businesses and
for-profit colleges
don't exist anymore, yeah.
Keep turning education over for more profit. But then it started hurting the 1%. Twat class.
Hello, twat class.
Because people were being taught to think. So now they have to make sure that they get their icy fingers in privatized education so that the Koch brothers can choose those economics professors that are going to teach those kids.
Oh God, that fucking happens though. My brother studied political science in the University of Georgia, and all the professors that are tenured are conservative. Because that's where the money comes from.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not, these corporate colleges aren't going to allow like some liberal hippie professor to teach the masses.
And that's why they hate education.
God, it's so fucked
up.
And
then crawling in bed with the ridiculous religionists and the evangelicals who loathe and despise religion or education because that is their kryptonite.
I love the uneducated.
Yeah. I love the uneducated.
God.
So there you go. It's the headline over at the HuffPo. They go on and list what the different possibilities could be. But there was good news that came out.
Yes.
I don't know if we talked about it on the show. I think it happened on Friday.
Okay.
But the Senate parliamentarian, and this didn't get enough press, I thought, over the weekend. Because there's so much more going on. But the Senate parliamentarian voted or came up with their rulings on what parts of the repeal replace bill would have to have are budget related and therefore would have to have a 60 vote threshold.
Okay.
And it did not come out well for the Republicans. It's like Planned Parenthood is one of them. They can't defund Planned Parenthood without 60 votes.
That's their big thing, man.
So it will not happen.
What are you going to tell your dumbass constituents that you said you would do this, right? But now
and
you
it,
can't?
It can't unless they somehow convince some Democrats, which ain't going to happen. Oh my they can't God. Even get Susan Collins.
Right.
And Stabenow, I think.
Stabenow.
Are both on board.
Right.
Interesting. Republicans with vaginas.
Yes.
Don't want to defund Jeez. Planned Parenthood.
How are you a Republican? I don't understand that.
But that's going to make things that much more difficult to pass any of their shit.
Right.
There was a guy on TV today who worked for Ted Cruz.
Yes.
Worked for Ted Cruz. And said, trust me, I would love for Obamacare to go away. But it won't.
Oh, shit.
He said,
there's no way to get rid of it, right?
He said, we're not getting rid of Obamacare. He said, all we can do now is try to minimize the damage. You know, he's a Republican. God. So he's like, minimize the damage. But so would we. So would we. And then Trump is out there saying, the Democrats are obstructionists. Yeah. They have no ideas. The Democrats have plans.
Yes.
They're going to present their health care plan.
And you know what the bullshit is? The bullshit thing, the answer is single payer. We all know the
At
answer
least a
is single
payer option. Yes.
And we all know that's where it's going.
Which isn't universal health care. It kind of is, but isn't.
So why don't we do that? Why? You know what? I don't understand. Why doesn't Trump or the GOP...
Greed.
If Trump wanted to make this Russia shit go away, he should go for single payer. That
oh my God! If
thing.
He wants his face up on Rushmore, pass the and people will happily call it Trump care.
Yeah, I still want that motherfucker to rot in jail, but yeah, that would be great.
Let's see what's going on over at the Drudge Report and see what they think. The headline
garbage.
What's
people.
Important over in Crazy God. Land? Although, I mean,
you know,
with Breitbart and WND and InfoWars being elevated to any tiny bit of relevance, Drudge is almost anodyne.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, it's big red letters. Trump warns senators Obamacare is death.
Now, shut up, dickhead.
This is part of his tweet storm.
Fucking liar. He lies. See, everything he says is based in fucking bullshit.
Very true. Obama, President Donald Trump declared the Affordable Care Act a meaningless promise on Monday using his presidential bully pulpit, which is quite appropriate, to amplify his calls for action on stalled Republican attempts to repeal and replace Obamacare, which he called death at one point. The thing is, though, his numbers are dropping even among the Trumpansies.
No shit. No one likes him.
And you know, are you seeing cracks in the foundation? Maybe a little bit. There's like one or two more Republicans that are like,
Jesus Christ,
you know, maybe we should do something.
Oh my God. What vile, loathsome creatures. Oh, maybe. Cause listen, they're perpetuating this Russia shit. And I think it's naive to think, I mean, cause we don't know any differently, right? We don't know that Putin isn't calling the shots. We don't know that Putin isn't giving Trump directions.
Right.
I mean, that's not a long shot.
He had people in today for a meeting of victims of Obamacare.
Oh, my God. I saw this. It is the dumbest fucking shit I've ever seen. Victims of Obamacare.
He said the Democrats say death, death, death. Well, Obamacare is death. That's the one that's death. Listen to this. This is the level of rhetoric of our president.
He probably has something going on in his brain, and he's fucked up.
The there was a pundit on telly who said that President Obama, you know, healthcare is extraordinarily complex.
Yes.
He said President Obama could explain every line of that law.
Right.
And if you asked him a specific question about a specific thing, he would think for a second and then say, well, if you have the exchanges do this and have them do that, then that allows the Medicaid subsidy to do this. And that he knew it like the back of his hand.
And by the way, Trump is the great negotiator, the great dealer.
Right. And this idiot has.
He doesn't know shit.
The Democrats, all they do is say death, death, death. Well, Obamacare is death. I'm rubber, your glue.
You know, it's not surprising that Obama knew all that shit about Obamacare. I mean,
well, he didn't like that term at first.
Well, he's a legislator, you know? And he's always been a everybody knows,
a Harvard Law School
graduate. He's a policy wonk. He's a fucking nerd. Right. He likes to read shit. Now we got this guy who's just all Trump cares about is
Trump.
Pussy. He cares about Trump and pussy. Those two things.
Which is Trump.
Yeah.
He doesn't care if she. Do you think he's ever given a woman an orgasm or cared?
No.
What is that noise you're making?
Stop it.
Senator Majority Whip John Cornyn from Texas told reporters he expects the Senate on Tuesday to begin some kind of debate.
Okay.
Trump painted tomorrow's vote as a chance at redemption for Democrats.
Okay. Jesus Christ. A redemption? Redemption?
And, a moment of truth for Republicans who have long promised to get rid of Obamacare. See, this is a win at all costs. 22 Doesn't plus matter. Million, possibly 30 some million people. Fuck you. You're screwed.
Oh, yes.
As long as the Republicans get a big W on the board.
Oh, my God. What? Okay, you're not going to repeal Obamacare. That's fine. What are you going to do? How the fuck? What happens with the Republicans in this administration? Let's play this out. Let's say Schittler gets impeached. Mike Pervy Pence is president. What legislation is he going to usher in? What is he going to create?
It would be worse because he'll probably be a lot more popular among Republicans.
But is he going to pass anything?
Well, not if we can get something back in 2018. If we can at least get the Senate back in 2018, then things will be a lot less end of the world-ish.
Yes. You know, I just had
but
a real,
I'm not confident.
Yeah, and I just went to a real negative place because I just thought, you know, surely after this shitstorm of GOP bullshit is over, it will never happen
again.
That's
why I said I'm not confident.
But we had 8 years of George Bush. He left the country. He lied us into a war.
Yep.
Quarter of a million people in Iraq, fucking dead. American soldiers dead. And he fucking left the auto industry in ruins. It's the whole fucking country's on fire. But yet we elect another Republican after 8 years of Obama. That is fucking depressing.
By every measure, given the giant white wall of obstruction that Obama faced, he was a really good president.
Absolutely.
He got a lot of good shit done. I have problems with shit. Drones. We've talked about that. They weren't very transparent as much as I would like. And issues with the TPP, I'd still like to have dinner with Barack and have him explain that to me, why that wasn't horrible.
I didn't like how his view on gay marriage had to evolve. That kind of grossed me out.
And that's what a world of difference our conversation we just had, because I admire the man. I think he was a great president. I think he's a good human.
Absolutely.
But here's the things I didn't like about him.
Yeah.
Ask a Trumpanzee that.
What they like about Obama?
What they don't like about Trump.
They nothing. They can't say anything.
Oh, no. He shit spun gold.
Because if you think about, because you can't talk about his flaws without saying he's a horrible president. Like, well, what's one of his flaws? Well, he lies all the time. It's documented that he lies most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, you know. But I put it up over the weekend, I think it was. There was or we talked about it on Friday maybe also. There was they were interviewing some Trumpalos, and one guy said, well, ultimately, even if he did have to cheat to win, I don't care.
Oh, my God. You don't care?
Well, that's what our country is. A soulless...
It really is garbage.
Ethicless. Many, many people, many among us, are horrible people with no morals and no ethics.
Bush the Lesser should have been the end of that fucking party. Lied us into a war.
Sure.
Lied us into a fucking war.
Reagan should have been the end.
Oh, my God. The thing is, it's like, what is it about conservatives? It's just they just don't care. They don't have any interest in being right or fair or just to human beings.
Another article, I think it might have been Mother Jones or something over the weekend. I was basically asking that question, like, what's going on? And it's Let's call it racism.
It's racism.
It's that Southern strategy that Nixon and the cronies adopted back in the day when they knew that the disenfranchised, angry old Dixiecrats, who, yes, because we know history, were the KKK people, and they were the racists. We know Trumpanzees. We also recognize the flippant ideology.
Right.
And when all of a sudden, because they got all butthurt about that Civil Rights Act thing that the Democrats, that Kennedy was pushing and Johnson was pushing. So then look up the Southern strategy. Nixon and the cronies said, hey, let's get all racist and we'll get all those people.
Yeah.
Is basically what the Southern strategy was. And the fact that there are still thousands and thousands, tens of hundreds of thousands, wailing and crying anytime a Jefferson Davis statue comes down. That's all you need to know about many of these people down in that part of the country. This part of the country.
And what do they always say? They always say, oh, it's always been like that. That monument's always been there. That cross in Bayview Park.
Which is a lie, by the way.
Has always been there.
Yeah, 1960 isn't always.
No. I mean, and if it had always been there, so what?
Right.
I mean, it's called evolving. I'm a progressive.
You were always able to beat the shit out of your wife.
Yeah,
with impunity because you owned her.
Why don't we go back to that? Right, you fucking idiots.
So that's the headline over at the Drudge Report is that Trump's doing the hard sell today, and the only way he knows how, which is being. This is the thing. This is the thing. A lot of people are like, "Where's this deal maker?
Yeah,
where are these deals?
What up with that?
This is the definition of where you should be excelling." But now we're seeing how he makes deals.
He strong arms.
He bullies people and slings lawyers at them.
Or he talks about them in the press. Yeah. I mean, you know that's some making a joke about Sessions and Scary Coochie saying that about what's her face about the makeup.
That was great, yeah. And,
you don't think that's
hey, Ryan, he was talking about himself.
Oh yes,
that's his excuse.
But I don't believe that was just an off the cuff remark. That meant something. That was a planned thing he said, right?
Scaramucci? No.
You think he just said that off the cuff? God damn.
Yeah. No, he's dumb. He's Trump. He's going to be great. I can't wait to see him on television more. I think we're getting stuck with makeup and haired up Sarah Huckabee, though.
God, I mean, I can't believe he said that about her. That's just insane. And I don't know if I agree with him. I don't know if the makeup helps. But we're a podcast, the funny political podcast. I'm not the fucking. Well, what is he? The faux chief of staff, but he's what is he?
Well, we're not sure. I think he's the communications director, kind
of. Why is he talking about firing people?
Well, that's right. That's what people were asking is like, well, is he really going to be taking over Reince Pubis's job? Or
yeah.
Who the hell knows?
What difference does it make? They're all just horrible, evil ass, fucking white, straight dudes that don't give a fuck. They're interchangeable.
Out on the Twitter today.
Yes.
Don J.
Fuck you.
Our president.
What does J stand for?
John.
Jeez. John.
Let me see here. There's some from over the weekend too. I mean, yesterday, as the phony Russian witch hunt capitalized continues.
Yes.
Two groups are laughing at this excuse for a lost election taking hold. Democrats and Russians.
Why are we being compared to the Russians? Why are Dems being compared with the Russians? What is that about?
It's very sad. This was also yesterday. It's very sad the Republicans, even some that were carried over the line on my back, do very little to protect their president.
Oh, my God. What? You're not supposed to protect the president.
They don't work for you, you asshole. This is what he can't comprehend. This is why businessmen can't be president.
Right.
Because it's not the same thing at all.
Yeah. The bottom line is you want to serve the American people. You don't want to have... You,
right.
We're not making a profit.
I mean, you're the CEO of the executive branch. You're not the CEO of Congress. You're not the CEO of SCOTUS.
And Congress isn't supposed to protect you.
No, just the opposite.
They're supposed to keep you in check.
Checks and balances.
And by the way, you don't need protection, dickhead. You're the fucking president.
I mean, well, right. How about spining up, you fucking asshole?
Oh, what a dickhead.
22 hours ago.
Yes.
He tweeted, "It's hard to read the failing New York Times."
What?
The only newspaper outside of Fox that I've given any kind of an interview to in months.
And they're failing.
They're failing.
Wow, Trump.
And they're not.
Yeah.
Seriously, their subscriptions have never been higher. And they're, I mean, they're high. And
yes.
CNN is getting great ratings. So their failing ain't true. You know who's failing? Fox News.
Right. Because you can't get any news out of them.
You know who's number one on cable now?
MSN.
Rachel Maddow.
Fuck yeah. Because her coverage is good. Her coverage is good and
fair.
Thorough about the Russia thing. And she breaks stories because she actually has people looking into shit.
Then he said, if Republicans don't repeal and replace... Capitals again. He's capitalized.
Oh,
like repeal and replace. Like it's a movie title.
Maybe he's trying. Those are the operative words, and he feels like they should all be repeal and replace.
If Republicans don't repeal and replace the disastrous Obamacare, the repercussions. Oh, this isn't him. The repercussions will be far greater than any of them understand. Somebody else wrote that.
Repercussions. He didn't write
there's
that.
There's no
word. Yeah. Sad. No, there's no like. There's no weird little qualifiers at the end, though. One word things like sad or
no, because the previous one, it's hard to read the failing New York Times or the Amazon Washington Post because every story opinion, even if it should be positive, is bad. That's Donald Trump.
He sounds like a child.
If Republicans don't repeal and replace the disastrous Obamacare, the repercussions will be far greater than any of them understand. That is not Donald John Trump.
You didn't fucking write that.
Yeah.
His tweets sound like he's a child banging on his high chair with little ham squares.
Like
he's shoving
one
in his mouth.
Thank you, Lou Dobbs.
Oh, God.
For giving the first 6 months of the Trump administration an A+.
You know,
Supreme Court, these are all abbreviated, regulation cutting, stock market, jobs, border, etc. equals, all caps, true.
Oh, yes. Fuck Lou Dobbs. Fuck him.
Yeah, Lou Dobbs is
he's a real conservative twant.
Scum sucker these days.
Yeah. Fox.
Drain the swamp should be changed to drain the sewer. Holy shit, this is 11
what
hours
does that
ago.
Mean?
So 5, 6 p.m., 5 a.m. his time, he tweeted this one this morning. Drain the swamp should be changed to drain the sewer.
What the fuck?
We agree. Because you drained the swamp and filled it with sewage.
Oh, yes.
So the country agrees with you. We need to drain the sewer.
Right.
Drain the swamp should be changed to drain the sewer. It's actually much worse than anyone ever thought, and it begins with the fake news.
You did your hand gesture. The fake news. Jazz hands.
It's okay's.
Is what?
It's okay's.
Oh, yeah, little okay hands. I love that.
Okay jazz hands.
Yeah, okay jazz hands. Modified.
It's fusion.
Right.
The... Drain the swamp. Oh, I read that one. Then he tweeted, after 1 year of investigation with zero evidence being found.
Yes.
Chuck Schumer just stated that, quote, Democrats should blame ourselves, not Russia. So he's taking that out of context. Chuck Schumer is saying, we need to get our message straight. We need to. I mean, Chuck Schumer, you would have liked what he said today. He's basically saying Democrats have been a bunch of pusses.
Right.
We're included, not supposed to say that.
Yeah, yeah. Himself included.
And so that's why he's saying we're putting fucking single payer on the table.
Yeah. Yes.
And so when he said, you know, we should we shouldn't look at the last election and just blame Russia. We need to blame ourselves.
Right.
Trump is like, look, Schumer said it. Schumer said, don't blame Russia. That's not what he said.
Right. And the reason Mueller and other people are investigating the Russia thing, it's not... No one wants to prove that the Democrats should have won. That's not the point, right? You want to figure out what the fuck Russia's doing in the White House and how they're fucking our country up. And by the way, that shit I heard on the news today about how this hacking is part of a larger scheme for them to figure out how to get into our infrastructure. Test.
Yeah, everything. Oh
my God, this should be terrifying to any American. I don't give a fuck what side of the aisle you're on.
It would be one of our number one foreign policy concerns if Hillary had won right now. There would have been sanctions up the wazoo for Vlad.
Absolutely.
And there wouldn't have been a war, you fucking morons. They're like, yes. Hillary, if Hillary was the one who was going to start a war with Putin, Putin said so. Of course Putin said so, because he wanted Trump to win.
Dumbest thing ever. Yes.
Because she said she would support a no-fly zone in Syria, right, which would possibly create a direct confrontation with the Russians. But that you work it out with the Russians. She even said that. You sit down you with the Russians and you say, we need to implement a no-fly zone.
Right. And how do you think it would be going with North Korea right now?
Thrilled. That killer is going to start World War III. You can't call Republicans warmonger.
God, Trump is doing everything he can to make NATO go away. He's doing everything he can to destabilize
everything
the globe.
Putin wants.
Yeah.
Everything on Putin's new wish list.
Hey, Hillary would not have done that. She wouldn't have destabilized the fucking opposite planet.
Yeah. Then he tweeted.
Yes.
We're reading Donald Trump's kingly proclamations. Two hours after that, so 7 this morning.
Yes.
So why aren't the committees and investigators, and of course our beleaguered AG...
Oh my God.
...looking into crooked Hillary's crimes in Russia relations?
Why did he call him beleaguered?
He's terrified. This is where I'll agree. Morning Joe's been saying, look at these tweets. Yeah. Trump is terrified. He's scared shitless. Right. He knows they've got him.
So...
If they're looking into the finances, he knows they've got him.
Yeah. They've got him on that RICO thing.
Everything.
Right.
Even if it's not related to Russia. Everything.
So what is Schindler's game plan?
That's it. He's just got to hope he can bluster his way through and hope that the horrors of the Republican Party.
Deny.
We'll stick with him as long as his numbers are still okay among that base.
When this healthcare vote, when this healthcare plan the GOP has, when it goes tits up and nothing happens with it, will these pussies, don't say pussies, will these dick fucks be able to gather their nutsacks?
That's probably bad too.
Yes. Will they bring
dick fucking?
Will they bring articles of impeachment?
One would hope, but because Chuck Grassley is already trying to spin the Republican rebuttal over in the Senate by calling in the guy who he wants to talk to, the guy that made up that fake dossier about president.
Dossier.
Which is it?
Christopher Steele.
That's going to backfire on
him. The fucking James Bond guy?
That's going to backfire on him.
Absolutely, because we're going to see that dossier. Because
Christopher Steele... was it Trump? Somebody said tried to paint him as like some fake. Oh no, it was Fox News. Oh, that fake spy. He's not a fake spy. He's a successful retired spy,
right,
who is used by several governments, including ours.
Yes,
to go out and keep doing private spy stuff.
And by the way, Fox News, you got a lot of nerve calling somebody fake. Right. You don't have a goddamn general on that's not a fucking general, right? They have fake experts that aren't who they say they are.
And they had to retract another story about the New York Times.
What was that?
This thing that Trump came out with, he even tweeted it, that the New York Times
fuck you
published something that helped al-Baghdadi get away, the head of ISIS. Like, they had intel, and they bombed something, and... The New York Times leaked something in a story.
Yes.
About that. And that gave away the fact that they were looking at this, and that spooked al-Baghdadi, so they weren't able to get out or something like that.
Right.
And it's not true.
It's bullshit.
It's bullshit. But that's the latest on the right now is, oh, look at the New York Times.
But they don't
the
care.
New York Times helped al-Baghdadi.
Yeah, but even
and
if
it didn't.
Yeah, but it's, someone said it. It's in the ether.
You right. know what I mean? So it's in Fox News. Yeah. Fox News is still saying it.
Right.
Well, no, they didn't. But they, I'm sure, on Fox and Fiends.
Rush Limbaugh, Breitbart.
Just like the last time.
Yes.
It was right as they're on their way to another story, and Doocy's like, I just want to say something about this thing. We did the story about the New York Times, and we do that was a little inaccurate.
Yes.
Meanwhile, here is the latest on Hillary Killery Shillery. I mean, that was their last retraction to their the last time they got caught in lies. Meanwhile, CNN got caught in some almost bad reporting. It wasn't even like horrific. And they fired, or those three journalists ended up resigning.
See,
so
that,
they did something about it. Yet now that's all the loonies say is CNN. Look at those. Look at that fake news. Look at that fake news.
Well, they did the same thing at Fox, right? If you report something that's not true, they let you go.
Right. Yeah.
Why did they let Bill O'Reilly go? Why was it? Because he threw somebody down the stairs?
No, it was the story. And it wasn't because they had to do it.
Yes.
It wasn't because they had to pay out $14 million in sexual harassment claims. It was because that news got out.
Right.
And people were outraged. And I guess even Fox News, well, they didn't care until
it got out.
Until advertisers started leaving.
Right.
People started boycotting the advertisers. The advertisers bailed on the show. Then suddenly,
they found
a conscience.
That is such the right. The right wing is anything that makes us money. And if it starts to cost us money, then we're done with it.
Oh, we get our way.
It's all money.
It's not even money.
Yeah.
Anything for us to get our way.
To what?
No scruples, no morals.
Right.
Aren't they supposed to be the moral party?
Oh,
the
religious
party?
Totally forgot
the
that. That's
family
weird.
Values party? Yet you've got
that
one guy who sums it up perfectly. Well, even if he had to cheat to win, I don't care.
God damn it, guys. That's the opposite. I mean,
that's the definition of no integrity, of
right.
no morals.
You don't have the moral high ground. It's fucking insane.
I've got a story. Well, you know what? It's been not too long since we've had one of these. We did have an extended Animals Get Pissed last week, but I've got a couple more stories here.
God damn it.
When animals get pissed.
And actually, thanks to Twitter and I think listener Steve.
Yes, Steve.
Who tweeted a whole bunch of
I know, man.
When animals get pissed stories.
I know.
And the one I'm just about to read. And this is the one I think you did. You put it up on the page about the it's so hot here in Florida.
Oh, I don't.
Did
remember.
You see that one?
The alligators
over at the New York Post.
God, damn. Yes, I saw this story.
The story is it's so hot in Florida. Alligators are getting restless and angry.
What does that mean? Where are these fucking alligators?
There's been a recent spate. It says over here at the New York Post
and
alligator attacks in Southwest Florida. So we're
a spate.
We're good.
You know,
we're Northwest Florida.
Oh, great. You know, imagine you're getting mauled to death by an alligator. Some alligator's just like ripping you
out.
Don't
worry, it's just a spate.
Oh, it's a spate. Ah, this is a bad spate. Blah.
And they're saying the weather is
yes.
partially to blame. On July 9th,
fuck you.
Insurance. I'm working on how to emphasize the right syllables.
Emphasize whatever. If you're getting eaten to death by a crocodile or an alligator.
On July the 9th,
matter.
A 71-year-old woman was airlifted to hospital.
God. Hello. I'm airlifted to hospital, I am.
This is the New York Post.
I didn't know they had alligators in fucking England.
Why did they drop the article here on the New York Post?
I don't
know.
What if it's
written by a Brit?
Right.
Airlifted to hospital.
Fuck you.
after she was attacked by a 10-foot alligator.
Okay, it's a baby. It's just a little baby.
At the Shadowwood Preserve gated community in Fort Myers.
See, these gated fucking community guys.
The attack came just days after another gator nearly bit the arm off a golf ball diver in a Charlotte County golf course lake. These are people that go dive into those the lakes and retrieve all those golf balls out of the water.
Okay, now, if you are working as a golf ball diver, if you have a... Listen, man, if you have a golf course in some place like in the South, because, what is it, Jekyll Island, just off the coast of Georgia, there are shit tons of golf courses. And there are shit tons of alligators on the fucking golf courses. Everywhere. And my thing is, like, if you hit a golf ball into a pond, you could go get it, or you could go buy another fucking golf ball.
Well, they don't. They
it's
leave
your
them.
Fucking choice.
They leave them. Most everybody leaves them.
Why is
them.
This guy diving for golf balls?
Well, but then they take them and sell them back to the course for practice balls or something, or they go sell them as used balls.
How much
or
you make selling a used ball now you don't have a fucking arm?
I hope he could afford health care.
What are you going to do with that ball?
Last week, an alligator bit a 10-year-old boy vacationing in Arcadia.
Hey, watch where your fucking kids are.
A spokesperson for the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. I can only imagine they're actually beleaguered in Florida. Don't say, can't say climate change.
Well, they're also walking around in hip boots, fucking around with these pythons that people just release into the wild here in Florida because fuck you, you know?
Alligators are more active when temperatures rise. That fact, combined with this being a popular time of year for people to recreate near the water, creates the potential for human-alligator interactions.
What kind of word is that? You're going to recreate near the water? People actually, nobody says that. Who wrote this
that's
article?
That's a word.
Who wrote this article? This is bullshit.
No, that's a quote from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation.
God, they use the word recreate? It's odd.
Officials confirm there have been 16 bite incidents so far this year.
I got a bite incident.
Equaling the statewide record in 1 year already.
If I get bitten by a dinosaur, because that's what these fucking things are, these alligators, and someone calls it an incident, I'm going to shit on their face.
However, with about 1.3 million gators in the state, officials say the attacks resulting in serious injury are relatively rare.
Okay.
From 1948 to 2016, 388 unprovoked bite incidents.
Unprovoked.
That's key.
Oh, you're asking for it.
Because how many times in Florida are there provoked gator attacks?
I was poking it with a stick. Some shit like that.
Yeah, if your bite is preceded by, hey, check this out.
Hey, look at this shit. I'm going to stick my dick in it.
24 were fatal.
You know, I used to watch that. God damn. Hey, could you imagine you get bitten by an alligator and some idiot's like, well, that's not a serious one. Fuck you. Fuck you. Hey, and also it says.
We have to define serious.
Yeah, I got bit by an alligator. I'll define serious. It's my bite. Don't tell me how to feel about my goddamn alligator bite, man. So the hotter it gets, the more active these fuckers are going to be.
Sure.
So let's say that the temperature rises 5 more degrees. Am I going to see a fucking alligator jogging down the street on its hind legs?
Maybe.
Little sweatband on. Oh, my God.
Knock at the door.
You know, because of where we live, you know, alligators are kind of, they only live in one band around the planet because of the environment and shit like that. You know, the... I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. You know, okay, where Florida is. If you took the globe and you took Florida and you wrapped a ribbon around where alligators are, they're all in the same little band.
Okay, of latitude.
Yeah, but when
or longitude.
Yes. Who gives a fuck?
One of the two. I think
my
it's
point
latitude.
Is, we're gonna have more alligators if this shit gets warmer and the climate starts getting crazy. Shut up, cock.
This is a story out of Minnesota.
Fuck you.
Duluth, Minnesota.
You know, I have
ABC
seen,
News.
I've seen some, you know, you mentioned fucking with alligators, these rednecks. I've seen people doing that. My brother even, we used to watch the Crocodile Hunter. And my brother told me, he said, I've watched that show enough. I bet if I saw an alligator, I could wrangle it. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, I just jump on top of it and grab it. Like, it's a fucking dinosaur. It's put on this earth to eat things your size. And you're just going to jump on the motherfucker? It evolved to eat you, and it doesn't have feelings.
Correct.
It has a cloaca.
Duluth, Minnesota.
Hello.
An 11-year-old girl.
Yes.
Was cooling off in a lake.
Do they have alligators up there now?
I don't think so, but yes. Marin Kesselhahn suffered deep cuts and tendon damage.
Oh, God.
When she jumped off a paddleboard in Island Lake near Duluth.
Okay.
About 150 miles northeast of Minneapolis.
God, it's freezing there. Jeez.
She jumped into the water, and then she said she could feel that her foot was inside something's mouth.
A big fish.
She kicked at it with her other foot to free herself.
Okay.
Deep, bone deep lacerations.
Bone deep.
And they think it was a musky fish.
Oh, my God. Dude, you're not even...
Razor sharp teeth.
Hold on a second. You're not supposed to get attacked by shit like that in freshwater lakes. The only thing that'll fuck with you are snakes.
On that lake Wednesday, one fisherman caught and released a 47-inch muskie. That's a 4-foot-long fish.
Can I ask you something? Why do you catch a man-eating fish and just throw it back in the lake? Hey, go find somebody to go find a toddler to chew up.
I don't think they're normally considered man-eaters.
I know this is bad, and I know what I'm saying isn't real, isn't based in any kind of reality or logic, I guess, but you know, in Massachusetts, and that shark beached itself, and then we watched all those people drag it back in the ocean and it swam away.
Sure, and helped it out.
Oh my God. That did you see the size of that motherfucker?
Well, yeah.
Did that piss you off?
It's one of God's creatures.
God does not exist citing that dinosaur. You're going to put that back in the fucking water? I know it's not the right thing, but I really wanted somebody to fucking just cut it up and serve it. You know, I didn't want it back in the water, man. Oh, God, a big giant shark like that. Put it back in the water. Who gives a shit?
I've got, this is out of upstate New York.
You know, it's a bear thing.
The mayor.
Otter.
The mayor of an upstate New York village.
Yes.
Is warning. Has confirmed reports of an escaped alligator.
Oh, my God. Where?
Whitney Point, New York.
See, now you're not supposed to have those up there.
Said in a Facebook post that reports of alligator sightings in the village.
Oh, my.
Started coming in Saturday night and Sunday morning.
Oh, shit, man. That's fucked up.
The Department of Environmental Conservation is trying to find the creature. They believe it was once someone's pet, and it was let go in the area sometime within the last month.
We got to get, listen, if I was the president, we wouldn't have this voter fraud task force. We'd have a task force, and I'm going to put all these people on a list that have snakes and gators and lizards and stupid fucking reptiles.
New York
pets.
State does not allow for the keeping of alligators as pets.
This guy was breaking the law. He introduced an alligator.
Breaking the law.
That, God damn, dude.
So if they find the owner, he could face charges.
Fuck that. This
or she.
Hey, if you like alligators so much, let's just airdrop. We'll just parachute you into the Everglades. Plenty of alligators for you to hang out with. Hang out with the alligators in the swamp. Why are you bringing them to New York, you dickhead? I mean, that's why some people live in places like that, because there aren't fucking alligators. But now there are, because somebody's got to have a pet. Somebody's daddy didn't hug him enough or something. Why else do you have a snake?
Because
you enjoy feeding it mice or something fucked up like that?
Funny you mentioned snake.
Yes.
Dateline. What is the name of the city? Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, shit. Jacksonville. That's the, I think that's the southern capital for meth.
22,000 people.
Ate my dick.
Lost their power on Wednesday.
Oh, shit.
When a snake crawled into a substation and electrocuted itself, but completed a circuit and blew the substation.
Blew. See, that's good news, bad news.
It was a red rat snake. They're saying it did not survive.
Well, that's not even poisonous. What a waste.
They now are installing animal shields and fiberglass brackets on distribution lines to help prevent animal-related power outages.
Oh, shit.
Which they say happens about once every 2 or 3 years.
That's, wow.
But 22,000 people were out of power.
That's like when our internet went out because a squirrel was nibbling on the wire. Right. He's eating it.
In Los Angeles, California.
Yeah. Little fucking squirrel.
I got one. I think I got one more. Well.
What is it? Gerbil related? I lost it.
Well, there's a plane where they had to delay takeoff because there was a squirrel running around in the engine.
God.
There's a. I've got a mountain lion crashing through a window, landing on a sleeping woman.
Oh my God!
You want to hear that one?
Yeah. God, fuck this.
Dateline California, July 13th, Calusa, California.
Hey man, I had a similar thing happen.
A California woman was sleeping in her apartment when a mountain lion crashed through a window and landed on top of her.
Did it kill her?
Frances Muniz, she's an apartment manager, said, the manager is Frances Muniz.
Yes.
She said, he said,
right.
The resident was sleeping when the cougar crashed through the window over her bed.
Was the cougar trying to attack the sleeping woman?
She was asleep. It landed on her bed. Actually, at first, I think she said she thought she was dreaming. It didn't seem real.
Oh, my God.
She said the woman remained calm during the incident, opened the back door, and let the big cat run out.
God,
Security camera footage from the area shows the mountain lion running across a street in front of a pickup truck, crashed into the door of a bowling alley, got spooked, ran across the apartment building's parking lot, and then just somehow crashed through the window.
God, this fucking cougar, man, needs to calm down. Hey, if anybody needs this medical marijuana, it's these fucking cougars.
Right?
Fucking jumpy, man.
You've seen how cats, like, if you sneak up behind it and make a noise? I mean, they jump. Imagine a 200-pound version of that running around.
Was this woman not killed? Was she?
No. She's fine. She opened the door and let the cat out. I guess it wasn't into.
How would you have handled this?
Wasn't into. I probably would have done the same thing. I wouldn't. Right. If it's not coming at me, I'll open the door and let it out.
My cat jumped on me when I was asleep.
Well, you've been fucked you up.
Nearly took my eyeball out.
Used you as a launch pad, right?
Oh, yeah. And I poured vodka in it.
Elvis.
Yellow Dog.
Yellow Dog did that, not Elvis.
Fat one. The big fat cat nearly took out my eyeball. Similar to this situation, but different.
Yes. Actually, you might have had more damage done to you.
I'm glad this didn't happen to me. Cause if a big cat animal fucking falls through my window, I'm going to need therapy. Cause this is going to sound stupid. I had PTSD from that fucking thing slicing my eye. I remember I was sitting on the train. I would be going to work on the train after like a few days after this happened to me. And I would just, I'd be listening to my music, and all of a sudden I'd go like this. Ah! I'm not fucking kidding you. I know it sounds insane. I don't give a shit.
You fit right in on the L in Chicago.
Oh, it was terrifying.
That's it for, I think, when animals get pissed.
When animals get pissed.
When an...
Thanks for twatting in that story, Steve. We appreciate it.
Keep
listening.
Thanks for the tweets. Tweet us at crabdiving, CRABDIVING. You can also sling us a message over at Facebook. And help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. It doesn't cost you anything. Buy shit through our Amazon hole, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Twat us!
The president of the Philippines.
Hey, you want to know where we got some shit? Or you know where our submarines are? I'll tell you. Come here. You're fabulous.
Rodrigo Duterte. I think it's Rodrigo. Wait, open. There it is. Yes, Rodrigo Duterte.
Didn't Schittler tell Rodrigo where we had some fucking nuclear subs and
something
shit?
Like that.
God damn.
Oh, don't worry about it. I've got a couple of nuclear subs sitting around over by Kim Jong-un.
Hey, Schittler, do you know this guy's a bad actor? Do you know he has, like, a kill list and...
I love what he's done in his country. He's very strong, Ryan.
I had a Lyft driver.
Very strong against drugs.
Ooh, yes. I had a Lyft driver from the Philippines, and I started talking to him about Duterte. I asked him where you're from. He said, I'm from the Philippines. I was like, how about this Duterte guy? He's pretty scary. And he set me straight. He was like, actually, Duterte's been really good for the country. And I was like, oh, my God.
No, they love him. A lot
do
of the nut jobs
really?
Love him, yeah.
But he doesn't he?
Her, a friend of mine.
He have a kill squad?
Also from the Philippines.
Yes.
She's second generation. She said, well, no, she was born there, but brought over as a kid.
Right.
Her parents kind of don't hate him.
But he has like lists of people he goes out and kills.
Yeah, but they're not on the list. So
okay.
It's one of those deals. It is. It's lawless. He's cleaning up all the drugs. He's cleaning up all this. They ignore the blatant corruption of the police that it's created. Kill squads of police.
Yes.
Dumb people don't care.
But don't people think, well, eventually they're going to come for me?
No. People are dumb.
People are fucking dumb. You hear that, white people? The cops are going to start fucking you up. And then you're going to start caring.
That's what happened now. All of a sudden, what's going on with the police? We need to take a look at our police. I'm seeing that now from conservatives because a lily white woman got killed for no reason.
Oh, God. It really is disgusting.
Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte.
Hey, fuck you.
He responded with his trademark candor. This is Newsweek. To a U.S. Lawmaker who promised to lead a protest.
Yes.
Against the leader if he visits the White House. So
okay.
Duterte was invited by Don. Remember?
Well,
he's like,
of course.
I'd love to have him over for some cake.
God damn it.
Massachusetts representatives, Massachusetts Representative James McGovern.
Yes.
Condemned the Filipino president's so-called war on drugs, in which thousands of alleged drug dealers have died in summary killings perpetrated by the authorities and
recreated
goons.
Yeah.
Vigilante squads.
Dickheads.
He's calling for an independent investigation. Representative McGovern said, quote, I certainly believe very strongly that a man with the human rights record of Mr. Duterte should not be invited to the White House. If he comes, I will lead the protest.
But Schittler invited him, but probably had no idea.
McGovern was referring to an invitation that Trump had offered during a friendly phone call they had in April.
Oh, Rod, I love what you've done there in the Philippines.
Right. He called him fantastic.
You're
we had
fantastic.
A fantastic conversation. Fabulous. Whatever. Fuck it.
In hanging up the phone call, the president promised to visit the Philippines in November.
No, yes.
Duterte, now has responded.
Yes.
And he ain't coming.
No.
He said he will never visit lousy America.
But hey, dickhead, Trump called you fabulous. Now you're calling us lousy. What the fuck?
Quote, I've seen America and it's lousy. It would be good for the U.S. Congress to start with their own investigation of their own violations of the so many civilians killed in the prosecution of the wars in the Middle East. Well, he's got a point.
Yeah, he's right. But he's also an evil shithead.
But how Trumpian?
Oh, yeah, dude. Totally.
You should look at yourself. Don't look at my violations. What about you? No, you're the puppet.
Shit. God, it's like these strongmans. Why do these strongmans, like Kim Jong-un and Putin, why do they have such weird, like, real fragile egos? Why is
bullies.
That?
They're bullies.
Yeah.
That's what a bully does. They're all bluster. You challenge them on it, and they lose their shit. They can't handle it. And
they don't fight fair. And they say, right. you know, they say shitty things.
Then yes. Duterte said, otherwise, I will be forced to investigate you also. I will start with your past sins. He's threatening a U.S. congressman.
Investigate us, dickhead.
Go ahead.
I mean, why? What authority? Based on what? What authority?
Well, right.
But our guy's saying the UN would investigate him for like war crimes or something like that, right?
And then he called for an independent investigation. I don't know who the
who would investigate. I think it's the A team. B.A., Hannibal, Murdoch, Face. Yeah, why was there no female?
I don't know who he thinks would do that.
There was no woman on the A team.
Correct.
Why? Why not?
It was a big sausage fest. I don't know.
God.
I'm actually surprised, right?
Yeah, there should have been one chick on there. Chick. God. Should have been one female.
Should have been a broad.
Hey, what the fuck, dickheads?
So there you go, Duterte. Doesn't want to visit lousy America.
No, fuck you, dude. Fuck you.
Well, I mean,
we're lousy.
He's got a point.
You're fucking lousy.
There's parts of it that are pretty fucking lousy.
Don't they have Al Qaeda?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so
there's
fuck
lot,
off.
There's a lot going on.
You're not so great either.
Make your own bed, bitch.
I know. Yes, bitch. I know we suck, but you suck worse. Right? Don't. Does it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The Philippines right now sucks worse.
Right.
We still have some semblance of yeah. Trump hasn't declared martial right. law yet.
I mean, if you're white.
Duterte declared martial law.
Oh, did he really?
In certain parts, yeah.
Oh, wow. Do you think that'll
Which
happen with Trump?
He would love it. Oh, well, that's scary. Because look at who Putin, we found out, has been targeting
yes.
with the social media bots, but members of the military.
Right. God, it's so creepy.
So, I mean, if it's insidious propaganda war of trying to convince the military that the evil commies are trying to overthrow Trump, who's to say he wouldn't get the military on his side and they would start shooting us down in the streets?
See, this is fucking scary. It's like our president is so fucking stupid and so malleable. How do we know that Putin isn't calling the shots, even if he doesn't know he is? How do we know?
Yeah, useful idiot.
We have to figure out what the fuck is going on.
Poster child of being a useful idiot.
I mean, it should be bipartisan. This Russian shit should be bipartisan.
Independent. They should have.
It should not be politicized.
Congress should vote for an independent, completely independent council and. That's it. Nobody could fire them like they did with finally with Watergate. I believe.
Isn't that what Mueller is?
No.
Oh, I didn't. Okay.
No, he works for the Justice Department. That's why technically he could be fired.
But it's still complicated, right? If you're going to fire the guy.
Maybe if Rosenstein turns out Rosenstein's a Russian agent also.
Yes.
Then all he has to do is say, I'll fire him.
Yeah.
We're assuming it's going to be difficult because Rosenstein's going to have principles.
And why would we assume that?
Bing, bing, bing. And that's why most people are pretty convinced that everybody's seeing through Trump's stupid, oh my God.
But
I have a giant lump on my arm from where I got bitten by something.
Hey, take a picture of it and tweet it out. Let's see what the audience thinks God. It is. Do you want to do that?
It's like all reddish. It looks like a bruise almost.
Tweet us at Crab Diving. Pat's got a long... What shape is that red bump? What is
that? It's circular, pretty much. Well, ovoid,
yes,
possibly.
It's the size of a sand dollar, right?
It's about that big.
About it's the size of a...
Half dollar?
Susan B. Anthony. It's probably as long as Trump's cock.
What was I talking about?
No, we were talking about fucking Schindler firing the Mueller, yeah. And if he could do it.
So, but the consensus is that that leak that came out about Sessions last week had to come from Trump,
right?
And or Bannon or whatever. And after Trump did that New York Times interview where he's like,
I wouldn't have hired him if I would have known he was going to fucking recuse himself. I mean, what the fuck? Why the else would I hire anybody?
What did he want him to do?
Well, that's the question somebody needs to ask him.
What choice do you think he had?
He went and took that job and then recused himself. I think that's, frankly, very unfair to the president.
How? Why didn't they press him on that? Well, yeah. They were good kind of letting him go.
Yeah.
But somebody needs to afterwards press him on that. What were you talking about when you said that? What does mean?
How are they going to press him, though? Because, I mean, he doesn't answer questions.
Right. How is that unfair to you?
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
That he did the right thing.
If there's nothing there, then Sessions are accusing himself from that. It ain't no never mind, baby. It should make fucking difference.
Right. None of it makes sense. The why would you be upset? Why would you tell people you were upset about Sessions? Why would you tell people you fired Comey to get him off your Russian dick?
You know, what you said on Faithless Friday, to download Faithless Friday, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, go to crabdiving.com. You made a good point. Like, the only logical thing that has made sense is Trump asking his lawyers and talking to people about who can I pardon? Can I pardon myself? That makes sense.
Which they say didn't, the lawyers and Spicy say didn't happen. Or no, the lawyers said didn't happen.
Yes.
And then Trump tweets out,
I have the pardon, which I know I have full power to do. Why would I need to pardon anybody? There's no crimes.
But by saying I everybody agrees I have full authority to do pardons means you've discussed it, you asshole.
Absolutely.
Yet they're saying it wasn't discussed.
You talked about it.
If you know that you have full authority.
Yes.
It's been discussed. How stupid are the people in this country?
That's not true. How do we know he didn't go on Wikipedia and do that research on his own?
Right.
So he's got one app on that fucking iPhone of his, right? He's just got Twitter.
He's got two.
He doesn't have a browser.
I was using my BlackBerry while I was tweeting.
Yeah.
I was tweeting on my iPhone and using my BlackBerry.
Do you think he looks at porn?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Probably.
Right.
What was I talking about here?
I don't know, Pat.
We were talking about Duterte.
Go fuck yourself.
Oh, we got pulled into the Jefferson Beauregard session thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Then Trump today, that tweet about the beleaguered AG, he's trying to get rid of Sessions. And most sane people are like, well, okay, he gets rid of Sessions. He puts somebody in there who has already passed the,
will you fucking fire Mueller if I tell you to test? God.
What kind of person is going to carry that water?
Well, I don't know how it's going to work. But everybody's saying he can't fire Mueller. He won't. They said that about Comey.
Right. Listen, white
people said that about Comey.
Do not underestimate Schittler. You did in the fucking election, and you're doing it now.
And he's backed into a corner, and if he thinks that he can throw a Hail Mary and somehow slither out of this, he's going to fucking fire Mueller.
Is Rudy Giuliani going to fucking fire Mueller? Is that what's going on?
That's the name that is reportedly being floated.
Is he that big of a fucking scumbag?
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, I'm serious.
Oh, yes.
I know he's a scumbag, but Jesus Christ. Yeah. Why doesn't he hire, that fat fuck, Chris Christie? Why don't he waddle his ass off the beach and have him fire Mueller?
He doesn't like Christie anymore for some reason.
What happened?
Remember, because Christie...
He didn't suck his dick good enough?
Because Obama was going to call Christie to talk to Trump.
Oh, my God,
remember that story?
Petty little dickhead in the office.
Allegedly, that on election night, after it was obvious that he was going to win, that Christie waddled over to Trump and said, Obama said he would call you, but he's going to call you on my phone.
Right.
And Trump was like,
what?
Thank you. Tell him to call on my phone.
And then after that, it was
that pissed
the love
him
was lost.
You know what?
I think Christie was a threat to Bannon,
yes,
and the Kushner wing, and they kind of won out. And don't forget that Chris Christie put Jared Kushner's father away.
Oh, right,
in jail,
yes,
for his transgressions.
God, Jared Kushner's such a dirtbag.
And let's not forget Kushner's father, hired a hooker
right
to fuck his brother-in-law.
Oh my God. What a nice guy.
And then give that information to his sister.
Good news, bad news. That,
this is the, this
I hired
is
somebody the, to fuck you, but yeah. I'm going to fuck you with it.
These are the this is the level of people we're dealing with. This God, is, these are the morals that we're dealing with.
God, Pat, it's like they're fucking scumbags. I know, it's God damn, how did Christian right-wing conservative America elect such hornballs and scumbags? And by the way, I have a question.
It shows they have no scruples.
Sidebar.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on with the cyberbullying, Melania? I thought you were going to get this under control. You were going to look into this shit. Well,
you don't know what she's doing in the background.
Is she doing anything?
No.
Come on. She's got to be doing something.
What has she done?
Doesn't she have an office there in the White House?
She wore that. She looked like she was going to a funeral when she went to see the Pope.
Yeah. Is she the one that wore the fucked up outfit to the inauguration? No, that was Kellyanne Conway.
That was Kellyanne Conway. Like who looked like a nutcracker.
Lunatic. Everybody's crazy on that side.
What?
Everybody's crazy on that side.
Oh, yeah,
they're
all
loons. They look weird.
The, God, my arm is really itchy.
You all right? Is your throat constricting?
No.
I'm serious.
No.
Breathe in. Can you breathe like a normal
person? Yeah, I'm breathing.
Okay.
It's a pretty big lump, though.
But take a picture of it. Put it on Twitter.
It's itchy as fuck. What? They're going to say you got bit by something. What? Yeah. Okay. Unless they can shove drugs through my phone. Which... Talk to me.
Take it rectally.
To show how I know it's not Faithless Friday.
Fuck you.
However.
Yes.
Here's an example of what we're up against.
Oh, my God.
And why many of us have concerns.
Yes.
About what's going on with these Republicans in charge. And
They
suck. The scary part is even though... religiosity is waning quickly.
Really?
In all these polls, yeah. Yes. And especially in America, these evangelicals, they're just so heinous. They're turning off their own kids.
Well, they're dying.
Well, but they're also turning off their own kids. Even
their
own kids want nothing to do with evangelicalism, even though they're indoctrinated and brainwashed in it.
Yeah.
The fact that they go to school, well, this is why the Christians want... tax money to pay for Christian indoctrination camps. I mean, Christian schools.
Right.
Because they don't want Christian kids going to school with little homo kids and realizing that they're human. They don't want Christian kids going with the little Negro kids or the little immigrant kids. They don't want that to happen because then their kids realize that, I don't know, other kids are pretty cool and pretty nice and pretty normal. And then the kids are like, I don't care if people are gay. And then the evangelicals lose their minds.
Diversity is a great thing. It makes us better. It makes us stronger, right? Different points of view, different backgrounds. Maybe you learn shit from somebody else's fucking culture. Who knows?
So filling in on some other religious dick fuck, their radio station, Matt Barber.
Oh my.
I think we've heard about this guy before.
This dickhead seems familiar to me.
He is a conservative activist filling in. And, well, I mean, here's all you got to hear of what some of these fucking right wing Jesus suckers.
Hey, Jesus suckers. Give me some of that holy foreskin, baby.
Of what they really want to do in this country.
Yummy.
You know, turn on The Handmaid's Tale. It's Matt Barber.
Creepy.
I've said over and over that, you know, this deep state, if we're talking about in the context of what we're talking about here, the atheists, the secularists, the church state separatists, the anti-Christian segregationists, they have infiltrated.
Fuck you. Eat my dick.
So the deep state is not only... evil Obama bots, they're all atheists and secularists.
You know, there's part of me when people start demonizing atheists and they start talking about the deep state and how they're coming for all this shit, part of me wants to say, okay, you want to play that game? We will come for you then. Do you want to do that? Let's get fucking crazy, dickhead. Because I'm tired of hearing it. Let's give them what they want. Let's do it.
Listen to those violent libs.
Yeah. Hey. Okay. I'm kidding. But Jesus Christ, it really makes me insane because we're not the violent side. We're not the one that goes out and buys fucking guns because we think black people are coming for our white fucking daughters.
Right, but don't think we won't defend ourselves. That's my point.
We're in better shape than you.
We're not going to start shit, but it really, whenever I make a comment like that on our Facebook page or whatever, we get tens of responses that are like, I'm a liberal and I have guns. These idiots don't know what they're asking for if they attack us. Like,
you're
gonna
fuck with me?
Right. We're not gonna you know, launch anything. We decry violence. But motherfuckers, if you try to turn this into a theocracy, you're gonna have some issues.
Hey.
Because if you try to come and jail me because I don't believe in your God, then we're gonna it's going down.
Shit's gonna get real.
Yeah.
And I spend 20 minutes a day on that fucking elliptical on a high setting.
So you'll be able to
bring
run
it, motherfucker.
Like hell.
What?
You'll be able to run like hell away.
Yeah, absolutely.
But this is terrifying. And there's a, just consider how many, this used to be the fringe extremists. We would laugh our asses off at these people. And now you listen to this and a chill goes down your spine. For the same reason you get the chills when you watch Handmaid's Tale. It's too fucking close
It's depressing.
It's too close right now.
Yes.
They have infiltrated Washington, D.C. at the deepest levels. In the deep state, these Obama atheists and LGBT activists and so forth that have been appointed. President Trump, to drain the swamp, you got to pull the plug. And to do that, he needs to go in and he should be firing every single Obama hire, every Obama appointee.
I believe that's called a purge.
Yeah, hey.
Well, you can in certain aspects, but in others, people have jobs until they're done. That's that's an important point.
Keeps the government running.
It keeps the government running, and it also prevents banana republics from taking over and strong-arming their agenda, which is how the only way the Republicans get their way these days.
Well, didn't that happen
with
Trump?
They've got to cheat.
Didn't he empty out the State Department? Or they just left because they fucking hate the guy?
Well, right. And there was a guy on, there's a guy who wrote an op-ed.
Yes.
Who said, I'm a government scientist and I am now a whistleblower.
Right.
And here's the whistle I'm blowing. He is a guy who's in, I don't even remember what, Interior maybe or something, but he's a scientist. And his charge was studying Alaska and these Inuit tribes that there's a number of villages that are like this close to going underwater.
Oh my God.
And because of the permafrost melting and things like that. And he said, this is something that is close to happening and we will have a huge refugee situation where villages of people are going to have to be relocated.
So what are we
going to
do?
Like that. He presented that.
Yes.
And in all, they didn't fire him, but they reassigned him to the accounting department.
What the fuck,
where he's,
man?
He said, well, I receive payment checks from the oil industry or something, like some kind of.
I mean, that guy should get a raise. That guy should get a raise for bringing that up to the government.
He's a scientist who's been studying climate change
and
how it's going
department.
To adversely affect these Alaskan villages. He presents that as we got to do something about these villages now.
Yes.
And they reassign him because he said climate change.
God.
So he's suing.
Good.
No. And he's trying to, he filed
shit, man.
Official whistleblower.
Yes.
He ratted. But look who he's ratting to.
To the Justice Department?
The swamp. Who are you ratting to?
No one gives a shit.
So he went to the media. And he's like, I still have my job. But he said, this was an obvious retaliation.
Yeah.
For me going out there and saying, we got to do something about this, about what's going on in Alaska. And then they assigned me a PhD scientist to go stamp checks.
God, that's insane. That makes me so fucking nuts.
Same pay. He's still getting paid.
You know, you said something on Friday that really was disheartening. You were talking about how other countries are courting our scientists because they're like, hey.
Well, France was like, hey,
we
guys.
We value you.
Yeah. France said, come to France.
But that sucks. That, to me, that's incredibly bad. Isn't that bad? Do you not think that's a fucking nightmare? They'll take all our fucking scientists.
The scary part of Handmaid's Tale, and this is a little bit of a spoiler alert, so you know, jump forward a minute or two if you don't want to hear this. But in The Handmaid's Tale, the inciting incident that makes everybody lose their minds is it's either pollution or something happens, and most women become infertile.
Yes.
Most people, I think, become infertile. I think the guys become infertile, too, a lot of them.
That's great.
And
what do you pour on your dick to make that happen?
So that crisis worldwide,
yes,
created an atmosphere where insane right-wing lunatic religious nuts could take over the United States of America. Yeah. The scary part for me is I don't think we need an inciting incident as bad as something like nobody being able to have kids. I think what's happening right now shows that it could very well happen in this country.
Well,
Mike Pence and the Christaban could take over. Now, I'm not saying it would get to the point it would get to that. They would love to get rid of gay marriage.
Absolutely.
They might not criminalize it. They would want to, though. That would be a fight amongst them.
Yeah.
Like, they would say no more gay marriage, and there would be very loud members of that group saying, let's start tossing gay people in jail.
Well, but what would happen in between that, if you said no more gay marriage, guess who feels emboldened? The fucking bigots.
They're beating the shit out of
the white supremacists.
Yeah. Well, look
y'all,
at Russia.
The hate crimes are going to go up.
That's what's happening in Russia.
And that's what happened here, right? After Trump's elected, the hate crimes, big rise in hate crimes. I mean, that's a nightmare. But see.
Using the name Trump.
Yeah.
As a magic spell, as a war cry. Remember all the stories we did of where some asshole was yelling the N-word and then yelling Trump?
Starbucks, yeah. Some bullshit. Let me ask you something. You're saying the inciting incident. Could the inciting incident being having a black president? Well, did that freak these guys out so much?
A lot of them, yeah.
God. Again, if we could go back, in time and put Obama in whiteface, we might not have Trump. How sad is that?
So, I mean, but how terrifying is this? This guy thinks that, and many like him,
yes,
think that Trump should be able to fire every single human appointed by that Negro and on any level.
Yeah.
And I would assume they would probably say Supreme Court, too. Right. Take out all the liberals on the Supreme Court, stack the court. Oh, good news out of Poland.
Yes.
Maybe. international outcry in Poland because, you know, Poland has been Trumpifying.
Absolutely.
For a while now. And their right wing took over and has been slowly ripping away democracy and freedom and rights from their people, like right wingers do.
To nipples, right?
Yeah. And, NATO told them.
Yes.
The EU told them, this latest bullshit. They were going to pass a law that basically said the ruling party gets to fire all the Supreme Court and handpick their Supreme Court.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Now, many people here in the United States of America would love that.
Oh, yeah, dude. They're totally down.
Would love that. I, as a liberal, when I think about, if a liberal was in charge, that would be great. But I would never advocate for that because that's a horrible, dictatorial, anti-democratic, un-American thing.
And
conservatives, however, would be like, I don't care. That's great. We get the court stacked. We get to win forever.
But you know what's nuts? Obama was a tyrant.
Well, that's ridiculous. Yeah,
Obama
yeah, right.
came for your guns.
Yeah.
Look at
him trying to give health care to everybody.
That's so funny. He's gonna make you go to the doctor.
Bug. And to do that, he needs to go in and he should be firing every single Obama hire. Every Obama appointee, he should go through. And those individuals who do not support the administration's agenda, and they're under, he's the boss, they're under him. He should be terminating them and replacing.
That's not how our country works. You do realize that they have to govern everybody.
Yes.
In the United States, not just the ones who won.
And that's even frowned upon in like business too. Like, so, you know, okay, the Houston Astros years ago, they went through a, like maybe 3-4 years ago, they went through an ownership change. And when the new owner came in, he fired everybody down to the secretaries in the corporate office. They let everybody fucking go. And then guess what? The community for a long time fucking hated them. Even former players hated them because they're like, you fired the nice lady in the fucking mailroom, you right. fucking dickhead. Why?
Right.
Just to fucking wave their dick around.
Here's more of this asshole.
Yes.
This is what we're up against.
Great. Them with, yes, Christians, yes, conservatives, with people who are going to embrace the agenda and the draining of the swamp and the
Christians.
Yeah. Draining of the
with
swamp.
Christians. Yes, with Christians. So how is that not a theocracy?
It absolutely is.
I was listening the other night to in the background. this is,
what?
I'm such a nerd. Pretty heavy philosophical debate between an atheist and a crazy theist. But right. they were arguing very specific
points
on different ontological kind of things. But on like
ontological,
the science of knowledge, how people okay. know things, and epistemology and stuff like that. And
from books.
But the lunatic Bible banger,
yes,
in the Q&A afterwards, was asked. He was laughed off the stage, by the way. He was just ridiculous because it always came down to, all of his arguments came down to truth. It was an argument about truth. How do you know you know that argument where they say atheists, how do you know truth? Right. Jefferson Beauregard Sessions said that.
Oh my God.
That was
God.
A question during his hearing. Remember, he said, they said, you in the past have said you don't think that secular people should be in government because they don't know the truth.
Yeah.
They can't know the truth or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. My office is open to everyone. I'm open to all beliefs and, you know, and shit like that.
You're a creep.
But he thinks that atheists and he said secularists, which also shows that he is ignorant as a hockey puck, not knowing the difference between secularism and atheism.
But he probably doesn't care. You know what I mean? Because if you're into the Jesus shit.
Because he should be a secularist. Even
yes.
as a raging Bible loon,
yes.
he should be a secularist.
Right.
What was my point? This guy. Oh, this lunatic.
This theist.
They said, what, you know, do you like America and our democracy?
Yes.
And he said, no, I want a theocracy.
That's so fucked up.
No hesitation.
But what if
doesn't like our democracy,
elected,
should be a theocracy.
That's Muslim. Or what if it's
no,
Jewish?
No, not the real, theocracy,
they
Ryan.
They live in that fucked up sci-fi world. Oh, I see. Great.
No hesitation. He was soundly booed. And by the entire audience for that one.
How would that even be practical?
But he was unabashed in saying, no, I think America should be a Christian theocracy.
So if we live in a Christian theocracy, what do you do with Muslim people? What do you do with Hindu people? What do you do with fucking
you criminalize
Jewish
it.
People?
You're not allowed to.
How? Even if you believe that was the right thing to do, how in the fuck would you police somebody practicing the Jewish faith? How would you practicing Islam? How do you police that?
I don't know. Ask the Catholics how they did it.
Oh, okay.
For all those centuries.
Right. God, but we don't want to.
There's handbooks.
That's true. They know how to do that. That's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever said. They can surely do that.
Ask the Christians here in America what they did to the Indians.
Fuck you.
To give them the Lord.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ask the missionaries who take their bullshit.
Oh, yes.
Down to tribes and stuff like that.
Right.
And the draining of the swamp and the Reformation, you know, Obama famously said that he was going to fundamentally transform America. We need to fundamentally reform America and fix what he broke and what the secularist left has been breaking for decades.
Gay marriage.
Good God.
That's what do you think is breaking? They'll say they took prayer out of schools. They didn't. They stopped teacher-led prayer. But your little snowflakes can still fucking pray.
And they still have the upper hand, don't they, these Christians? I mean, in government and society, they're fucking, your God's on the goddamn money. Your symbolism, your fucking
needs to go.
Christian symbolism, your goddamn concrete Ten Commandments, they're everywhere. There's not a war on Christianity, dickhead.
There's a war on Christian privilege.
Absolutely,
and
yes.
That's driving them nuts, which coincides with the war on white male privilege.
Right.
And rich people privilege and absolutely, all the privilege. Man.
Fuck the privilege, baby.
We'll be back tomorrow. We'll be privileged to be back tomorrow. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget we're on iTunes and Stitcher. Leave us good reviews. Poor Favor. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, his Instagram at Rated R Comedy, or his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
Please buy shit through our Amazon portal. Doesn't cost you anything. crabdiving.com/Amazon. Just keeps help us keep the lights going here.
We get paid, baby.
Have a great evening, everybody. Back tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
This is what I am. I'm a throwback.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.